Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you, as always, can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there. They're all completely free for you. That's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
All right. So, again, you bring up anything otherwise. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about a false parking ticket. But first, you've got an email that you wanted to share with us regarding the voting issue. Since we've been just beating that horse to death, let's give it a few more blows. What's this guy have to say?
On voting?
The voting email.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I had that up.
Oh, yep. You told me you'd had it, but that's okay. We can always move on to something else.
Well, hold on. Just give me 1 second here.
Let's
on this.
Talk about the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. That, of course, today is the 5th of November. Normally we don't date our shows, but this is a special day.
There's some controversy surrounding this. Now, there's a lot of libertarians at odds with each other over whether we should be celebrating Guy Fawkes, which is what it's based on, indirectly, really, because it's really more about V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta,
but
yeah.
V for Vendetta references Guy Fawkes.
And
he wears
V
Guy
was
Fawkes
violent. V was very violent in what he did. So, of course, we are people on this show promoting the ideas of peace and liberty, and V for Vendetta was a great movie with a lot of themes that I think resonate.
Violence works great in movies. I have a hard time as Quaker coming to terms, some of them are just too violent for me. You know, I think it's not so much whether there's violence, but whether it's kind of like glorified and sort of meant to be cathartic. Like, oh yeah, that socket to the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, that bothers me more than sort of things that are just sort of unavoidably violent, it seems like. And that does happen a lot, and it bothers me. But V for Vendetta was fairly violent and kind of in a cathartic violence kind of. Yeah, that I shouldn't.
But the end of the movie wasn't very violent. The end of the film. Should we give this away? Has anybody not seen V for Vendetta?
Yeah, if they haven't seen it by now, then
might want to turn this on.
A problem now.
But we can speak generally about it. But the end of the movie, there's this big buildup of people, and there's these troops, and the troops are ready to shoot the people, and the people all have the V masks, and it ends up not being a violent ending to that portion of the
right.
film.
There's a lot of explosions, but I think the implication is there's no people in the building. Or something.
That was the implication.
I think. Yeah,
he was blowing up unoccupied structures at the time at which he did his exploding. But yeah, clearly there's a lot of debate amongst the Liberty community as far as who was this V character. You could point out that he actually kidnaps Evie at some point and holds her against her will. I mean, that certainly isn't. I mean, it's just for her own good, right? It's to.
The only way to protect her, kind of thing, because she was now associated with him, and
to also open her to certain concepts or ideas, maybe that she might have.
It's a story, and violence isn't okay, and that's where one has to take it. It's fine to watch these movies,
but should the Liberty people be eschewing V? Should we be not using his visage, if you will? His mask.
I don't think it's worked up to this point. I mean, there hasn't been crowds of people in Guy Fawkes masks standing in solidarity with the Liberty Movement, so I think that it can probably be let go. I think masks make people uncomfortable, and
It seems like you're up to something subversive because you're concealing your identity. So.
And you've got a thick and a pencil-thin mustache.
doesn't
help.
It does look like, he looks like the guy who ties the lady to the railroad tracks.
I don't know. I thought the movie was great. I thought it had a lot.
It is a great movie. I still like to watch it over and over again.
It has a lot of themes that are very, I think, resonating with people of a liberty mindset. And certainly the speech that V gives over the television at the one point where he breaks into the official state broadcast and he plays his 3-minute speech. To the this nation of people that he actually blames them. He says, look in the mirror.
Yeah,
the problems are here because you didn't do anything about it. And I think a lot of the things that he says are very useful to the ideas of freedom. It's just the whole.
Yeah, it's a powerful speech in there.
Yeah.
But I think there's also the reference back to Guy Fawkes is. Actually, it's something that's a big controversy as well.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do, aside from the violent, whether it's violent versus nonviolence controversy.
Because Guy Fawkes wanted a new government.
Guy Fawkes, apparently, and a lot of people will say, well, he was Catholic, and the government was definitely oppressing Catholics at the time. You know, it was a Protestant government, and you're expected to be Protestant. Catholics didn't have the same equalities as the people. And so, but, you know, a lot of people said, well, he would have instituted a theocracy for Catholicism, you know. So it was
a very real scare at the time.
He wasn't anti-government so much as he certainly wasn't anti-government. He was anti that government at the time. But you know, the fact that he was willing to do something about a government that was oppressing him.
As it tends to be with many terrorists. I mean, that he was essentially a terrorist up against the terrorists that are the government. So we know the government are terrorists, and
he
we
was
know
a less successful terrorist.
So maybe it was wrong for V for Vendetta to have been inspired by the violence of that, and you know maybe it's wrong
to. You're writing a story that's gonna that is going to capture people's imagination, and that it's effective for that.
A whole lot of it is about firing people up and making them feel revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Like you know, there's some really bad crap going down, and we got to do something about it.
I think the movie redeems itself by not having. From a liberty perspective and a peaceful perspective, by not having a violent ending. There's not some big mass clash at the end. There's a huge conflict that is bloody, like you'll see in Braveheart
All the people show up. They're in mass numbers. They're not afraid of the troops that are out there, the SWAT teams that are ready to deal with them. They show up, and they've got lots of numbers, so they feel confident. And they don't. No violence breaks out.
And the troops are too scared to do anything. They're not going to open fire on this mass of peaceful, unarmed people, but...
And they take the mask off, and you see all the people.
It was beautiful. It made me cry, I think, first time I saw that.
Yeah, it did choke me up, too.
It's a real moment. So if you haven't seen V for Vendetta, and we haven't ruined it for you here, I don't think we have. There's some great moments, and it's worth going out and renting it tonight.
I don't think anybody would have any expectation of not having the movie ruined for them at this point. I mean, I remember Gardner Goldsmith not wanting to tell the end of the original Planet of the Apes on this show. Come on. I mean, at some point, people don't have any expectation, you know, should not have any expectation that a movie is going to be kept pristine for them.
Sure. Mark, did you pull up that email?
Yeah, I've got it right here. Sorry about that. So this is from David. I heard your discussion of why people should or shouldn't vote earlier this week, and a very important reason to vote was not really brought up in the show that I heard.
A reason to vote.
And I vote in order to show the disapproval with the system and or the candidates. I go out and vote knowing full well that my choices will not win. That's likely a libertarian vote, right? Or maybe he's doing some write-ins or something like that.
Sure.
What I want the politicians to know is that I disapprove of them. And voting is one way that to do that, using the means that they pay very close attention to. If you abstain from voting, the politicians may assume that you either endorse them or that you're apathetic and therefore not worth considering. I want them to know that without a doubt that I vote and that I don't approve of them. And I think that this is, you know...
Valid.
It's valid.
As long as you're voting...
You've never mentioned it.
...for a libertarian in that case. Because if you vote for a Republican or Democrat, they're going to think that you are endorsing them. Even if you're voting against the other candidate, the person who wins will always think that my methods and ideas are wonderful and people love me.
I agree that if that a vote for a politician is what they're going to agree... They're going to believe that that's a vote for them and not...
Right.
With the vast majority of them are, in fact, votes against them, against the other.
I would think you're probably right about that.
And they know that by the way they campaign, right? Because negative campaigning works so very well. It really does. I mean, you put down the other guy because then people are like, then they're like, holy crap, we can't let that guy get in. And even though this one's not perfect...
Yep.
That other guy's so awful. Listen to those campaign ads. Look how awful he is.
If you only get your information from campaign ads, and that's happened to me before on candidates. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have done this, where I'll find out one or two things about a candidate, and I immediately write them off. No, this is bad. Yeah. I don't know anything about the other candidate, know enough about the other candidate to know what they think on the subject. I just know that this other guy's bad, and I'm going to vote against him. It's not a great way to vote, but in fact, people do it all the time. And I think it just goes to show how irresponsible people are with their votes. These people are not responsible enough with their votes to rule over me.
And it's great for the politician because now they only have to be better than someone else who they've already torn down. And that means they can be more moderate and try to satisfy everybody and not tick anyone off as much as the other guy does.
You bring up whatever is on your mind by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. You can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got, of course, our webcam there. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners via the chat room that's built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
You want to go over there if you're looking to get XFPs and GBICs and ZenPaks and XFPs and all kinds
optical
of different
transceivers.
Optical transceivers. So memorydealers.com, one of the big sponsors behind this this program. You can go there and learn about how they offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including even private labeling. And major equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship you. Overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. And again, they bring bring the cam to you at cam.freetalklive.com. So let's continue here, Mark. You had something about a false parking ticket, and I want to know what that's all about.
Well, you know, it's just a case where you actually catch them with their little hands, dirty little hands, in the cookie jar. And you know, people that believe that these government officials are generally good folks will probably just dismiss it as somebody who got angry. But Denver, this is where did I get this from? FreedomsPhoenix.com, I believe. 9news.com. A parking enforcement officer took revenge on a driver who called him a meter maid by asking a coworker to write the driver a false parking ticket. Nine Wants to Know has learned. The parking officer then mailed the $150 handicap parking ticket to the driver late, so by the time he received it, the fine had doubled. This is a $300 ticket, Joshua Miskels of Denver said.
So the guy never had parked in a handicap space?
No. I'll tell you the story and just how egregious this is, how silly it all is. People get criticized every day, and it doesn't give them the right to just write a ticket and fake ticket to boot. Missiles admits he got angry with the enforcement agent on...
They're all fake tickets, but anyway.
August the 19th, 2009, he had run into the bank to cash a check, and when he came out, the officer had issued him a ticket for not having a front license plate. Missiles said he had a front license plate. It was in the window because there were no holes in his bumper to place it in the front of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I told him it was bullcrap ticket, and if he'd seen my license plate in the window, then there's no reason, nowhere else to put it. Missile said he called the officer a meter maid and told him to get a real job. And that's when he got upset and got on the phone. And Missile says he was telling me, "Come on, get out of your truck and let's go." So a guy was wanting to fight.
The cop was saying that.
Yeah. Instead of fighting, Missile says he drove off and eventually got
assaulted his manhood.
Forgot all about it. Several days later, he received a second parking ticket in the mail, claiming that he had parked in a handicapped parking
spot. Surprise!
At 1614 18th Street. Just 9 minutes after he had been ticketed for not having a front license plate on 17th Street. I wouldn't have parked in a handicapped space because I'm not handicapped, Missile says. The second ticket was written by an officer, John Culhane, who may very well have been this other guy's gay lover. While Missiles paid the ticket for no license plate, he decided to fight the handicapped parking ticket and went before the Denver parking magistrate. Magistrate for parking.
Mm-hmm.
The officers got caught when the judge noticed that it would have been physically impossible for Culhane to have spotted the ticketed Missiles in a handicapped parking spot. Reports obtained by 9 Wants to Know show Culhane issued a parking citation at whatever this address is. 9 minutes later, Culhane issued one for the handicapped parking ticket at a location 12 miles away. 9 minutes, 12 miles. And the records show Culhane wrote a third ticket 6 minutes after that near the first location, and so wherever. So
wait, meaning they looked at his tickets that he wrote before and after the ticket that was sent to this gentleman, and they found out, yeah, there's no way he could have gotten across the city in that amount of time.
Yeah, these guys just, you know, they just made stuff up, and it was.
But had he been in that area, then he would have been screwed pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
Probably. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah.
It's not ethical to write a citation falsely. Ann Williams, a spokesperson for the Denver Department of Public Works. The behavior of
it's entirely ethical to aggress against peaceful people.
Well, I think that this shows that folks of all stripes, it doesn't matter how piddly their little bit of power is, will abuse it.
Oh,
that these government agents will abuse their power. And
how many times do they abuse their so-called power? I mean, I would say that any power over human beings is abuse, period. But, I mean, from this perspective, how many times do they do this kind of crap and get away with it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
a lot more than we hear about.
Yeah,
that much is true. And I think
this is just kind of a caught red-handed case. So obviously they're doing it. when they don't like someone.
Yep. And how often can you actually subpoena all the information? Well, how about all these tickets that you wrote? I need to know the times the tickets you wrote during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't considered doing that. So it's...
Well, we've got it easy here. I mean, when you went to... you got a parking ticket. You went in. The both of you have done this now. You've gone in to the police department. You've told them you want to get your trial, and they schedule the trial, and then they...
I honestly, we had it easy because they really fought with me to give me a trial. They didn't want to do it. Yeah. Each time, it got a little harder the second time because it was a company car,
mm-hmm.
and I was the manager of the company. I worked for the company, and I had permission to drive it, and I was the manager of the company, so I was a representative for the company and should be able to take it to trial. But they tried to give me a fight on that. And they absolutely were refusing to give me a trial. I said, then write down, give me in writing why you're refusing, because I'm just the manager, not the owner. And nope, we're not going to do that. We're just, you know. I'm like, well, you know, you're declining me a trial. I'm going to get my camera, and you can decline on camera. And then the supervisor was out there, and he talked to me and said, just bring the paperwork showing you're the manager, and we'll set you up with a trial. So that's what I had to do. It was a big pain in the butt. I had to go back home, get paperwork, and bring it back. But I did get a trial, and then...
I went to an arraignment,
scheduled the trial. They actually gave me an arraignment. I thought it was going to be the trial itself. I thought a parking ticket. Yeah. Surely it's going to be the same day.
It's great, isn't it?
No, no.
I mean, how much time they waste.
Yeah. So get an arraignment. I come in and schedule a trial. I was like, oh, is this not the trial? He's like, no, this is an arraignment. I'm like, okay, yeah, not guilty. Want a trial? So then we get a trial scheduled for months later, mm-hmm. and then eventually,
they
it would have been still a month from now, and about 2 weeks ago, I got a letter saying it had been null prost.
So. Fantastic. Oh, so next time, if you just bring the paperwork, hopefully that'll avoid you the trip, if you bring the corporate paperwork or whatever. All right.
Yes.
Well, in my case,
they still fight me, though, I'm sure.
I didn't own the car at all. They gave me a trial they never even asked for proof that I might own this car.
They just gave me a trial.
I brought them in a ticket. They gave me a trial for it.
Give them one.
I could have taken the ticket off of anybody's car and brought it in and said, I want a trial.
Oh, my God. Now, that's a great idea. It'd probably be wrong to do that to people, but...
man.
Can we handle this for you?
Well, you know what? What's the worst case? They find you guilty and you're supposed to pay the fine, so pay the fine for the person.
For that person, yeah.
So it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah, it's funny stuff.
I don't know. That doesn't seem so bad.
All right, let's
go around and start snatching up people's parking tickets and take them to trial.
Charles is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles.
Hey, good evening there, gentlemen. Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a good friend of mine up here who's been a long-time listener encouraged me to give a call in because there was a gentleman who called up earlier who brought up... a great patriot that lost his life a few years back, November 5th, 2001. And the gentleman mentioned the thing, who happened to be a friend of his, and there was a couple questions that you guys had that the caller previous couldn't answer.
His speculation was that this man was murdered because he believed in some Illuminati conspiracy theory. And we'll come back. You're welcome to address whatever you'd like here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Archives are right there at the top of the page. Enjoy them all the way back to late 2006, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And if you use the portal that we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're back on the phones here with Charles in New Hampshire. Earlier tonight, somebody called in to bring up the story about a man whose name apparently is William Cooper, was allegedly murdered by people in the government. The guy that called earlier suggested that his murder had to do with the claim that this man was, I guess, a supporter of certain conspiracy theories regarding the Masons and the Illuminati, and that because he was so-called anti-government, that's why they exterminated him. And, of course, my question was, well, first of all, I don't want to minimize the fact that this guy was murdered. I mean, if that's what happened to him, that's horrible, and I don't think that should have been the case, especially if he was being peaceful.
And it could very well be something horrible, like just because he had a gun on his hip or something, and yeah, the cops may have been trigger happy or who knows what. They've certainly been known to do that.
So. Yeah, I don't know what the circumstances are, but I certainly don't support people being murdered. But at the same time, I also am questioning towards the idea that he was killed because he stumbled onto an Illuminati conspiracy. I mean, there are people out there that are
that are they've got websites dedicated to this Illuminati stuff.
And, well, and of course, the implication is, well, that means it's true, right? If he was murdered over that, then there must be something to it, right?
But there are all kinds of people out there that are advocating the very same things, I would imagine, and they haven't been exterminated. So why exterminate this one advocate versus not the others? And maybe Charles has an answer for us. What did you want to share tonight, Charles? Go ahead.
Well, you guys are bringing up a lot of really important points. The first I'd like to share is the term anti-government. I would say that is definitely a good definition of William Cooper. Actually, he was pro-constitution and anti-aggression.
Yeah, I don't like the term anti-government either, but that's the term the earlier caller used. I prefer pro-freedom.
Yes, and I'm focusing on that term, not the person who said it, including yourself or the gentleman earlier. But, Cooper, was a really supporter of course, Ron Paul back in 88 when Congressman Paul ran as a libertarian for presidential that year. But
I think the Illuminati is actually interfering with your phone call right now. They don't want the word to get, the word to get out.
I hope not.
Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll see if maybe we can get you into a better cell. I know that he's got something that he wants to get out there, but I don't know about you guys.
It sounded really bad. I can't make out most of what he's saying.
Something about Ron Paul. I heard that the guy supported Ron Paul. That I got from that information. So
don't support Ron Paul or someone will come and murder you.
You get murdered. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As always, you can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. So Barry Cooper has been attacked, and not physically, but in the internet world, by a former law enforcement officer. Or maybe he's a current law enforcement officer. Anyway, he's somebody who doesn't like very much about what Barry Cooper has to say. Lieutenant Andrew Hawks, 19 years of law enforcement experience, BA in criminal justice, blah, blah, blah. He's a graduate of the Management Institute of Law Enforcement in Texas, a Master Police Peace Officer Certificate, and this guy is upset.
He's written a cracked article, it looks like. Top 10 stupid things.
Yeah, this is the story is from policelink.monster.com, the nation's law enforcement community. So he's written up a piece about Barry Cooper and the top 10 things an ex-cop turned pro-drugs has said.
Oh, God, I'm glad that no one has put together the top 10 stupid things that Mark Edge has said, because they're out there. I mean, like, I've said an incredible amount of stupid stuff throughout the years, and I mean, if somebody decides to take the top 10 and put them together, I'm going to feel kind of foolish, but, I'd like to know the top 10 dumb things this guy said.
Well, it bugs me, too, that he's calling him pro-drugs instead of anti-drug war.
Well, Barry Cooper's pretty much pro marijuana. I mean, he'll go ahead.
Yeah, but he's not pro-drugs. I mean,
he's not pro-all drugs.
I think he's anti-drug war.
I'd say he's anti-prohibition and pro-marijuana.
Yes.
But that's a big difference
from pro-drugs.
But not to a person who believes that all drugs are drugs.
Yeah.
If you're pro-marijuana, then you're pro-drugs, as far as a cop.
But not if you're pro-prescription drugs, then you're not pro-drugs.
Right. That's
government approved, you got a permit from your doctor who's been given a license from the government to do that, then it's okay. Then it's not drugs.
Yep. That's pretty much how it boils down.
So I think you'd be amused by what this guy has to say here and maybe somewhat angered by it as well, because he's just a thug cop. He writes as follows. This is, again, Andrew Hawks, police lieutenant. Starts out with a quote from General Patton. May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't. Like most cops, I was seriously angered. These cops have, a lot of them have anger issues, anger management problems. When I heard about a certain ex-cop and how he'd gone from being a police officer to teaching criminals how to smuggle dope. It doesn't matter where you're from, a traitor is a traitor. And a traitor has no friends, only enemies. So I decided to take the advice of the great General Patton and watch this certain ex-cop's video just so I could know thy enemy. It wasn't long into the video when my anger turned into disgust as I watched him give advice that was not only stupid, it was downright dangerous. So I felt it was my duty to come up with this top 10 list in hopes that some people out there will think twice before they buy this video. And of course, he's talking about Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted series, where this is where he made the splash a few years ago when he released Never Get Busted Part 1, which showed you many different suggestions as to how to travel with marijuana. And then in Never Get Busted, Part 2, he then talked more about how to grow marijuana without getting caught. And so, and there was even some controversy within the marijuana community, or the anti-prohibition community, about what Barry had to say. So here's what a cop had to say about it. Number 10, quote from Barry, allegedly, right? We're taking his word as far as these being Barry's quotes. Never carry more dope with you than you can eat, unquote. He implies here that if you are smuggling dope and get pulled over by a cop, simply swallow your dope. Most experienced officers have been in a situation where someone has swallowed dope and had to be rushed to the emergency room to have their stomach pumped so they wouldn't die. Eating
well,
an overdose.
He's saying this about marijuana.
He's not making it clear.
Right. He's using the term obfuscating here.
Oh, yeah. Because, again, he said pro-drugs.
Right.
When, in fact, he might be considered pro-marijuana, certainly anti-prohibition, but ridiculously absurd to refer to Barry Cooper as broadly pro-drugs.
Right. Well, don't take more crack than you can eat, and I don't suggest eating any crack.
I think dope, the word dope typically refers to marijuana, though, doesn't it?
It can refer to cocaine.
Oh.
I mean, it can refer
Well, yeah, I wouldn't swallow cocaine.
It's a general term, I think, for
drugs. But Barry Cooper's never told anyone to do that.
No, never. In fact, the whole video is about marijuana. The entire Never Get Busted video is about how to conceal and to transport marijuana. And so this you're right, Mark. Obfuscation is the correct word here. This cop is making it sound like Barry is advocating that you eat a bunch of heroin. And that's not what Barry was saying at all.
Yeah.
But he's correct. The cop is correct that, yes, if you eat things like heroin, then, yeah, you could overdose and kill yourself. No doubt about
that. Absolutely. But no one has ever overdosed and died on marijuana.
You know, you could get really, really high.
There's no evidence of it, I don't think.
There's one story I heard about years ago about a drug smuggler who actually had hash in balloons in his intestines. And he swallowed hash balloons. And that's what you do in some cases if you're hash smuggler.
It's just super concentrated THC,
correct.
Essentially.
And what happened was one of the balloons burst open inside this man while he was on the airplane. And allegedly he did die from some level of poisoning from that. So don't eat a balloon full of hash and travel across
the country. It's really, really hard to overdose on marijuana.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult.
If you pop in a bud in your mouth because a cop pulls you over, you're not going to do anything but get high a little bit later on, and that's not going to be a problem.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll get high if you eat marijuana. There's no doubt
about it. Without cooking it or heating
absolutely.
It up or anything?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've ground it up in a coffee grinder, put it into gel caps, and just popped them.
Oh.
Works. More coming up. You can take control, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Albert.
And Mark.
All right, back to, we can talk about Barry Cooper anytime. We did tell Charles we'd try him back when he got into a better cell. Apparently he was indoors. He's now stepped outside. So we're going to try Charles back here in New Hampshire. Charles, you called to tell us about this man named Bill Cooper, who was called about earlier tonight, allegedly murdered because of his beliefs about conspiracy theories or whatever. And I wanted, I guess you wanted to clarify something, so go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm outside. Thank goodness it's not snowing yet. Anyway, you know, Bill Cooper was raised as a military brat. His father was in the Air Force. He joined the Air Force when he was an adult, and then he went into the Navy. He was in Vietnam time frame. And in the early 70s, about 1972, he was attached to Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet in Malapalapa Pearl Harbor in Naval Intelligence. And Naval Intelligence is all compartmentalized, meaning one person who is working on, you know, secure information doesn't know what the next person is working on, etc. And it filters up to a briefer, and the briefer briefs the admiral, and the admiral is in charge of the Pacific Fleet. Bill Cooper just happened to be a briefer. So he had access at a moment in time in his life to very sensitive information, and this was in the early 70s. Certain different things, if we don't have enough time about right now to get into all the different things, but his life was changed forever in this time frame. In 1975, when he could have reenlisted to get his pension, decided he was not going to because of the concerns he had for the future of the country from the information that he saw. He immediately tried to leak information out to a reporter who was supposed to keep his name secret, and that didn't happen. And he had two attempts on his life within 30 days. The second one, and this was in Southern California, the second one resulted in him losing his leg and having major head damage. He was visited by the people who did this. They said the next time that they would not, you know, mess up. In other words, he would not be alive. And at that point, he said he would be a good little boy. And from 1975 until 1990, when George Bush Sr. mentioned the world, New World Order, when we were saving Kuwait from Saddam Hussein, that's when Bill Cooper decided that he had to make a stand and, you know, go open. You know, between the time of 75 and 90, he spent a lot of his time studying who are the folks behind the scenes that are influencing not only this country, but the world in general. And I think from that and his sharing of the knowledge is where terms like secret societies and Illuminati come from. But the best thing to do to know more about William Cooper is Hour of the Time is where his memory is being kept alive. He started doing shortwave radio because this was before the internet. I was one of the first people.
That's why they got him.
He's a shortwaver.
A shortwaver.
Now, you say you knew this guy?
In 1993, when I was in Maui, Hawaii, I invested $10,000 to bring him and his family out to do workshops, intensive.
Jesus. That's a lot of money.
Was this for UFOs or for conspiracy theory stuff?
Okay, well, you see, that's a very controversial issue about the UFO. The UFO information was some of the information that he saw in naval intelligence. In 1990, when he was trying to get on the circuit, you know, in other words, in front of people, at that time there was a lot of people in the so-called UFO community. I mean, you'd get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people going to these seminars and because
I saw a bunch of people at the Star Trek convention. I think you probably still have hundreds of people going to UFO seminars. There's a lot of folks that believe in that. What makes you believe? Absolutely. Do you believe that he was murdered? And if so, why?
Well, unfortunately, yes, the evidence that Doyle Shamley, who is a gentleman out in Eager, Arizona, who's still keeping his name alive, who's also a friend of mine, and Robert Hoagland out of Canada, right after the event of November 5th that happened at approximately 11 o'clock at night, at least that's when it started, within a few weeks, he was able to get the information and the data and the facts that actually they had planned to take him out on 9/11, 2001, and because he went live 15 hours a day when, you know, the events of 9/11 happened, they had to call it off, and...
he was on the radio live 15 hours a day?
When we had this terrible, you know, situation in New York, 9/11, normally he would do a one-hour show. But when that happened, he went live. Of course, at that time, it was broadcast over the Internet, of course, because, you know, he started in the early 90s, and that was before the Internet. That's where the shortwave video came.
So, wait, are you saying that this guy wasn't killed on September 11th because he went on the radio?
Yes, exactly. So they had to call it off.
Well, why wouldn't they just kill him in the other few hours of the day? I mean,
well, you know, we could speculate, but you know, unfortunately for all of us, and obviously himself and his
family.
Well,
unfortunately for Bill,
how do you know that he was planning to be killed on September 11th? I might have missed that. I'm sorry.
Well, the Freedom of Information Act, and we were able to obtain all the data, all the paperwork that was in the pike with the Apache County Sheriff, and we found out who was surveilling.
They're not going to file paperwork saying they're going to murder somebody.
Well, the amount
of... they were going to raid his house or something, right? Like they were going to...
Well, yeah, the amount of data that we were able to get, you know, painted the picture. But the autopsy...
Okay, so you jump to the conclusion that they were planning on murdering him simply because he ended up being shot to death. Now, point of information here, I did pull up information about this guy on Wikipedia, and he made a lot of threatening moves, like by posting signs or sending notices to the government folks with phraseology, and I actually should have highlighted it here, but essentially saying...
The biggest thing I think you're getting at is...
Any attempt by the federal government or anyone else to execute unconstitutional and unlawful arrest warrants, because there was an arrest warrant out for him for allegedly aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which he said, you know, wasn't legitimate because of whatever, something about jurisdiction, etc. But any attempt, this is something that he posted on his website and I guess sent to them also, any attempt by the federal government or anyone else to execute the unconstitutional and unlawful arrest warrants will be met with armed resistance. So this was one of those guys who was really angry, and I don't blame him. I used to be, a similar mindset as well, but he had that angry mindset.
You're not going to out-violence the government.
Yeah.
If you're trying to fight the water demon in his own element.
I'm going to fight you back, was what he said, basically. I'm going to shoot back, and I'm going to shoot at you. And
this is what happens. When you play cops and robbers with the government, you lose.
Yeah, so the allegations are here that he fired at the police. Of course, they're always going to claim that. But
I don't know if it's true.
Maybe if he hadn't been so agitated toward violence in the first place, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe things wouldn't have gone the same way.
Well, and the fact that he posted that very publicly, that he had promised to use violence against them if they tried to execute an unlawful warrant, the fact that he posted that makes it awfully hard to argue. I'm skeptical, actually, that he did fire on them, but the fact that he posted that makes it awfully hard to argue against it.
Charles, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, a few things, because everything that you guys are, just brainstorming there, it's all very important and relevant, and of course it can take you in a lot of different directions. But let me just give a context here. In New Hampshire, of course, there's open carry, and a lot of people are open carry. Now, does that mean that they're violent? Does that mean that and they are opening carrying?
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely not.
But when you make a statement on your website that if you come after me, I'm going to shoot you, then that is a pretty violent statement.
Well, let me just wrap around, because the bottom line is most of the people who do open carry, if they, under any circumstances, they themselves or their family, if they were going to be attacked in any different direction, I'm not talking about necessarily government, I'm just maybe somebody like the Mount Vernon case here that we're going through that terrible tragedy, there would not be a hesitant moment that person would use that.
Now, I get what you're getting at, and you're saying he's justified in defending himself against government people coming to arrest him. I'm not arguing that, but the point is that even most of those people who carry, they actually do make an exception for government, because the government will just keep coming. I mean, you might defend yourself, you'll buy yourself a day or two. Let them arrest you, okay? Don't fight back against the government when they come to arrest you. Let them arrest you, because they will be back. They will keep coming.
Read the Ballad of Carl Draga. I mean, if you want to find out. Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely. That's another very important story. But just let's focus a little bit on some of the issues.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have time. I thank you, Charles, for the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. I understand where he's coming from. I understand the anger. I understand the wanting to defend oneself against the thuggery of the government. But if you don't just go ahead and get arrested, and you're going to die.
The reasoning being the conspiracy stuff and everything, the guy threatened to fight back if the government came to arrest him. That's a lot more conspicuous to me than, he said stuff about the Illuminati.
And the government guys saw that threat. They armed up ever more than they might have.
It had nothing to do with the Illuminati. You could have done this without the information.
Yeah. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.